Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
We came across this list of 10 things that, it's stuff that we all do. And you might not be wanting to admit that you do this, but you do it.
We all do.
It's not all bad stuff. It's some of it is quirky, some of it's funny, some of it is could be a little gross.
All right.
We all do this. Like practicing conversations in our head before we have it.
Oh, yeah, I do that.
We all go through that. The problem with that is you expect the conversation to go a certain way, and then the other person doesn't go the way you're thinking they're going to go, so it completely screws up the conversation.
You have to have plan B. You gotta
have a copy of the script.
And what do you mean?
I said they don't have a copy of your script. The person
people
that you're
talking
to
in your head.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were pointing at Kelly. I was like, what do you mean?
Oh, no, not your script.
But that could mess things up.
Yeah.
Or being a hypocritical driver, like when somebody else slows down because they're lost, you yell at them, but we all do that.
Yeah, we all do it, yeah.
And turn your radio
I don't.
No, we all do that. Picking your nose, Kelly.
Yeah, I pick my nose. I mean, come on. We all pick our nose.
I can't really because I have, like, Rihanna nails.
You have, like, the best nose-picking nails ever.
I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got, like, little shovels.
You like, yeah, you got, like, the deluxe shovel from Home Depot.
I have, like, I can't even pick up a quarter off the, like, the
bar. It is hard.
But
you've got,
nails.
The way they're shaped so perfectly, you could just stick it up in there.
Yeah.
Get that little boogie.
Sometimes I wish I had your nails.
I kind of, like, I'll just blow my nose. I have such a small nose that I don't think I have a lot of stuff
I'm sorry, if I'm driving down the road and I don't have a Kleenex and
just go for it.
You have to.
I always
try to be careful when I pick my nose in the car, but I keep forgetting about the people in front of me at the red light.
Right.
And then I always catch them looking back at me and I'm digging in there. Uh-huh.
You just being paranoid.
See, that's why I have a girlfriend that's a doctor. I let her pick my nose.
That's gross.
No, you don't.
We all care way too much about what other people think about us, even though we try to say we don't. We do. Al might be the exception because you don't.
Look at what he's wearing today. You know he doesn't care.
Let's describe Al's outfit.
We have got to put your socks and shoes.
Oh, I haven't seen him
your
yet.
Your footwear choice on the website today.
He's got a brown baseball cap.
Let me see your feet.
I know we can do this for the TV, but for people when you get to work later today, we have to put this picture on the website.
Okay, so he has a white and brown baseball hat, his vanity glasses, a red T-shirt that says Matt on it.
His capri jorts. Then he's got dress socks and dress shoes that are high tops.
Wait, no. What are those shoes?
They're wingtip
high top boots.
Yeah. With socks sticking out over the top.
And jorts.
He meant to do that.
Your boots cost probably four times as much as your entire outfit put together.
The socks match the shirt. The hat matches the shoes. And the jeans are my homemade jorts.
But Shannon, I know you're getting a full body shot, but I also want you to focus in on the jort calf.
Okay,
sock,
but these
boot.
Shorts go just beneath the knee. The socks go up to the shin and the boots.
Yeah. Al, you're like the classy cholo.
And see, here's the thing, is these jorts were made as a joke. Y'all made those jorts for the jort competition.
No, we did not, Kelly. I made those jorts
You're
at
wearing
home.
Those for real?
Yeah.
And they're true religion.
You're wearing your jorts for real too, JC?
Yeah, I made them because I wanted to have jorts, so I cut some old jeans.
I wear my jorts for real.
But their jorts are not.
No,
your
I made these like over a year ago.
What was wrong with my jorts?
They look like they were girls.
And we started talking about jorts, and I said, I made my own capri jorts, and that's how the whole thing came up last week. But I just saw him today. I was cleaning up my closet this morning. I saw him on the floor. So I said, hey, I'm going to wear these today.
Yeah.
And I'm so sad about the change of season because I don't know what I'm going to do. Every time the weekend rolls around, it's what am I going to wear with my jorts?
Yeah.
In fact, I made another pair of jorts with some other old jeans.
Did you?
Denim shorts is one thing, but the way you two are wearing them is laughable.
Baby, please.
You're going to baby please me that?
Yeah. I've seen plenty of dudes that wear the jorts the way I wear them. Plenty.
And what part of town do you see them wearing those?
Are they British?
With Lycra. Yes. Yeah.
Are they British and in bands?
They're either European or they're gay, yes, but...
Okay. Well, as long as you're fine with that.
I could be European.
I can dig a guy in jorts.
Thank you.
Jenna liked my jorts. I just can't move or squat in them.
I can dig my lunch partner because much of my lunch partners are gay in jorts. I cannot dig the man I'm with wearing what you wore. Because it's just, come on.
Really?
No, I'm telling you.
Sometimes you have to take a fashion chance.
Yeah, I took a chance. I took a shot.
I was embarrassed for you because on Dish Nation, when we did that dance thing,
man.
I was embarrassed for you because I thought, oh, JC must be so embarrassed because he was caught wearing jorts.
No, I was all about it.
Too. And you know what? Talk about taking fashion risks. You guys gave me hell looking like Little House on the Prairie. I'm standing up here supporting you in your jorts just because I decided to do a double braid in a peasant blouse.
I liked you being the angry, big-breasted pioneer woman. She looked good.
Angry fake breast.
My Amish boyfriend is going to kick you.
How about
all right, we're back to the list. List of things that everybody does.
We all get into debates and arguments when we don't really know much about the subject.
Not me.
But we make up stuff.
Not this guy.
Half the time, I do end up sounding like I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because once you commit and you make that first statement about whatever point you're trying to make, you're like, okay, now I got to back this up.
Kid told me the best advice with this ever. If you don't know much about the subject, as long as you're confident in what you're saying.
And loud.
And loud. It'll make the other people think, well, maybe he has a point. Maybe that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So be confident and loud.
And loud.
Yeah.
And wear your jorts with pride.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, my wife loved my jorts.
That's all that matters,
She also
dog.
Had you dressed like a sailor for
That's
Halloween.
I'm point. Starting to think she liked the jorts because girls won't hit on me because they'll think that I don't
I'm gonna wear
that
this.
Way.
I'm going to wear this outfit all day long. I'm just telling you right now.
You're going to push me in a...
And JC even has a problem with that.
Yeah, I don't... You're part of my team today. I got to be launched for the Red Bull.
When you have a girlfriend and someone's in love with you, you can do whatever you want. If you were single and you were out on the prowl, there's no way you'd be wearing that tonight. You wouldn't get any.
Shannon, send that picture of me in the jorts to Dr. Girlfriend.
Yeah.
See what she says.
This one is one that you would think girls do, but all guys do it.
All right.
Picture an entire relationship in your head when you first start dating somebody.
Nope, never.
You've never done that?
Yeah,
She's
all the
being
time.
Facetious.
Say it again.
You are really bad on the sarcasm.
Man.
My brain's hurting about the jorts.
Say it again.
You picture an entire relationship. You meet this girl for a date, and you picture the entire relationship in your head before you actually go into it.
Mm-hmm. Girls do that.
No, guys do it. You don't picture the wedding. You don't picture what your kids would look like.
No.
I can honestly say, and I know I'm an aberration, I have not pictured myself walking down the aisle with anyone in particular.
You pictured hooking like what up the, with them.
I pictured like, oh, what are, maybe like a cookie, like, you know, like things that you would do, like fun things, you know, if you were together. But I haven't pictured like my wedding day with someone.
You don't picture what your first fight's going to be about?
No.
Oh, man, I did all that
picture
stuff.
Picture the happy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need to picture.
No, you got to picture everything. Make sure it's going to work out.
In your head.
Yeah.
Kelly, I picture like trips to Target together.
You know what? It is true. I do. Because I would be single and I'm like, I wish I had somebody to go to Target with me as I was walking in the store. Because I don't like that, but I like that.
But it's like going to the grocery store and then you come home and you sit in your car in the apartment complex. And I'm sitting there like, all right, that was a lot of work. And now I have to take all these groceries up and then unload them. So I saw that I can cook a meal for one. I don't grocery shop anymore. That's how I got around that. Yeah.
So far, you guys all agree with this stuff.
Yeah.
How about having an occasional quote-unquote racist moment or thought, even though you know for a fact you're not racist?
Now, who in the world is going to admit to that?
Everybody's had that.
Oh, you do?
Who you got
a problem with, JC?
I don't have a problem
with anybody. Who you got a problem with if you're having a racist thought?
You know, sometimes I get so mad at white people, I just hate them.
it could have to do with when you're driving and people
think
that's
certain. Yeah, what do you say? What's your favorite go-to racist comment, JC?
I want to move to the next one, Doc.
But everybody's had them. Every race, Kelly Raspberry.
Move to the next one.
You ain't going. I won't admit it under court of law.
Next one.
Court of law.
This is polarizing. Next one.
Using the bathroom at home and not washing your hands. We all do this, but this is my favorite one, and I saved it for last.
Okay.
Kelly, do you admire the size and volume of what you just left in the toilet?
I can't even believe you said that on the radio.
How hydrated I am when my pee's clear?
No.
Oh, my God.
I cannot believe you just said that.
Everybody's done it.
No.
The level of taste on this show has got to be elevated somewhere.
Oh, we've never talked about
it. We're not going to talk. That's disgusting.
Everybody's done it.
No.
Look at the time on the clock.
We've done it since kids do it. Your kid will come up and grab you.
We should think more of ourselves than to discuss something like that.
Well, we're celebrities, and celebrities don't go number two.
Oh, of course. It's true. They said 100% of people do this.
100% of people do that?
100% of people have done that at least once in their life.
Or are you just saying that with confidence?
I want to approve all the lists before they're read.
I'm going to leave you out there on that one, dog.
Anything else on that list?
I love you.
The list was approved.
I'm going to leave you out there on that one.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Oh, it's about that time. I'm picturing you holding your phone. You're either on your way to work, or you might be already at work. You might still be at home getting ready, but you have that phone in your hand because you signed up at KidNation.com for Double Your Pay, and you're expecting your name to be called. All good.
Yeah, you're in my head. I mean, you're in my head.
How's
my
phone working?
There you go. Try again now.
Oh, there you go.
There you
now
are.
You're back on.
Got it.
And we're having technical difficulties.
It's the George.
So just in case you don't have that phone ready and with the phone number already in there, it's 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You're going to need that phone number to call us back so we can double your pay. If your name is Penny Williams, Christy Bonavillian, Tim Hamilton. Tim Hamilton, Christy Bonvillain, Penny Williams. Put it both ways for you, just
all
in
right.
case. You have 10 minutes to call us back. First one in, we'll double your pay.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we've been talking about this for about a week or so, maybe a little more, maybe a couple of weeks. Kid Craddock in the morning and the Home Depot want to give your school a recess redo. All you need to do, and today's the last day to do this, y'all, tell us in 100 words or less why your school deserves to win a recess redo. And I could be handing your school a $10,000 gift card from my favorite store in the whole wide world, the Home Depot.
Woo!
Again, deadline is today at noon. The top five finalist schools will be announced on Monday, and voting begins on Monday and continues all next week, and I will personally bring you that gift card to your school.
Wow, what can $10,000 do for a playground?
A whole lot.
You can get some good stuff.
I'll build a bench also on top of that.
No. Oh, benches are so fun.
See, the thing is, we don't want the kids to get hurt, Al.
Yeah, the only bench you ever built had to be reinforced by actual builders.
You know what?
And you still take credit for it.
They came in and tweaked it.
Tweaked it.
No, they redid it.
They came in and tweaked it.
They sanded
it from
down.
Collapsing.
Yeah. They put new legs on it.
Hey, y'all gave me like 3 hours to make a bench. That kind of bench needs, you know, more than 3 hours. Way more. But, you know, at least I did have the tools to do it because over the years I have acquired quite a bit of stuff. Kelly, I think I'm slowly turning into Fred Sanford.
And for really those junkyard, yeah, explain that to me.
Well, it seems like every week somebody is asking me if I want to buy something.
Well, like, Fred Sanford.
Fred Sanford.
Just in case, I lived in Mexico and I'm not fully aware.
Fred Sanford had this show years ago.
Yeah, Sanford and Son, but I don't know.
Sanford and Son. He had a junkyard. He just had a whole bunch of stuff.
He and Lamont.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Aunt Esther.
Was he a hoarder?
I guess you could say that.
No, he sold junk.
I mean, he did sell junk, but that's what a hoarder accumulates. Well, a hoarder would keep it, though, I guess, right?
Yeah, he tried to sell it.
Yeah. And just
and he loved his Ripple.
Just this past week, this guy asked me, just out of the blue, if I wanted to buy a stove. And I live in an apartment, so I get a free stove.
You don't even use it.
But
you are a landlord.
But
you
have
properties. Yeah.
He knows that I have
a
couple of rental properties. So he said, would you like to buy a stove? It's probably 2 years old, but we just moved it to this new townhouse. Do you want to buy it? I'll make you a good deal, maybe $100. I'm like, yeah. Heck yeah. So I bought a stove and a microwave oven for this guy. Nothing to do with it at the moment, but I bought it.
Okay.
About a month ago, another dude asked me if I wanted to buy a washer and dryer. Again, I have a washer and dryer, but it's a good deal. So I bought it. I got this little storage place. I put all this stuff in there. So just in case at one of the rent houses, if the stove goes out, the microwave goes out, I have all this stuff.
It's like the Al Depot.
I was walking in Home Depot just talking about that, and I saw this big sign the other day. Patio furniture, 75%
off. Yeah, this is the time to buy that and grills.
Yeah.
It's the end of the season.
Well, and you have a bar, so buying furniture is okay.
I bought 35 patio chairs at 75% off, though. I mean, it was a good deal.
Yeah.
And
all right, can you ship those to Playa del Carmen?
No.
For your bar?
And so I was thinking, I said, man, I think I'm turning into Fred Sanford. And so I took a little inventory the other day on stuff that I have that I'm not using.
Okay.
So... bear with me.
Stuff you have, you're not using.
Right. Like, this is not stuff in my apartment, but stuff that's in a storage unit. All right?
Okay.
42-inch TV, 28-inch TV in the box, one of those big square, big 60-inch TVs. like not with the back on it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
One of those big, like,
oh,
the old school.
Oh, the box. It's a brown.
Yeah.
A vintage TV.
Right. Yeah, let's just call it
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. You're a high def, yeah.
I have one of those plain Jane refrigerators with the freezer on top and the refrigerator part on the bottom.
It's a second refrigerator for people to keep in the garage.
Yes. Yeah.
Like I said, have the washer and dryer, have a stainless steel barbecue grill. I have the barbecue grill smoker that's on a trailer.
On a trailer?
I have
you
a queen.
You use that for your football parties
sometimes.
And stuff.
Once a year.
I have a queen bed. I have a red Craftsman toolbox on wheels. Those big tools. You put all the tools in it?
Yeah.
Let's see. Four dining room chairs, a dining room table, a desk, a dresser, a gas stove, six propane tanks, four tires with rims, a phone system with four phones, a futon bed slash couch. I have three old computers.
Oh, my goodness, Al.
And this is just without going to, like, this little storage house that's in the back of my house that I used to live in over by Kelly.
Is it climate controlled in there?
I don't know what happened because I didn't like go out intentionally and buying all this stuff to buy all this stuff and accumulate it, but I've just slowly.
Are you buying a lot of this stuff from people, you know what I mean, like in person that you meet?
Yeah, yeah, it's not hot or anything.
Because don't you think that. No, I just mean, I think it shows something in you that you, I think you do things sometimes because you feel like you're taking a load off someone else. Like you're doing it almost to be generous, to take something, buy something from someone.
Like that table.
To
that,
help them out.
That dining room table, I'm pretty sure you just bought it.
And, I did.
That was the one you were asking me if I wanted to buy because one of your friends is selling.
Yeah, yeah. She's,
you just hate to also miss out on a good deal and you think you might need it.
Yeah, like this, I got to drive 30 miles to pick that bad boy up. But
and it was heavy.
Yeah.
Didn't you? But what happened to the pig you bought? Did you eat it?
No.
It's in the tub.
No, I just gave her money. I didn't actually buy it.
Well, you can come to our next swap party and get rid of a lot of it. We won't give you money for it.
Yeah, I was going
to
roll in with a refrigerator.
Yeah, they got a whole bunch of other
stuff. No, when I get money, I just get rid of stuff at my swap party. Oh, why don't we have storage wars?
Yeah,
listeners.
Yeah,
and we get the listeners to come out in storage wars or something. Or if you give the address, somebody break in and steal it all.
Or maybe
you do that.
Maybe somebody who just might be getting their pay doubled might want to buy something from you.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe so.
Yes, I will.
You will? Who's on the phone?
Yes.
Christy Bonvillian. Sorry I messed up your name so bad. I'm glad you still recognized it.
Close enough.
Christy, what do you do?
I work for an arcade company.
An arcade company?
Yeah. Oh, you got all the guys.
Al, you
got to
buy an arcade machine
from her.
Oh, I want
an arcade game. You have any for sale?
We can maybe work that out. All right. You collect stuff.
Like air hockey or something?
Yeah, I just bought a little Pac-Man the other day.
Yeah.
And a piano.
Well, what'd you mark down for the weekly earning there?
$674.
Well, we're going to double that up to $1,148 for you. How about that?
Right.
You're going to Disneyland. I'm sorry, you were screaming.
Thank you.
You were screaming so loud, I heard you were going to Disneyland?
Disney World.
Disney
World.
Oh,
the down payment.
Yeah, right.
Yay.
My son's excited.
Aw.
Good for you.
So you got, how old is your little one?
He's 12. He's still my little one, though.
Hey, that's a good window to take him before they're too cool to care.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right. For his high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it right now while you can.
Awesome.
Well, I'm glad we could help out with your trip to Disney World there, Christy.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning.
We would like to make a correction. From last break? Our calculator broke, apparently. Christy Bonvillain's actually getting $1,348.
Even more.
Thank you for your hundreds of messages.
Ryan Seacrest bumped it up a little bit.
So she will get her...
And I was sitting there staring at that, and I'm like, six and six. Yeah. I'm like, wait a second, you guys.
Then I caught it on the screen.
Like, I caught it. Like, why did I not think about this sooner?
Oh, and speaking of messages, I sent a picture of Al's outfit to Dr. Girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Like he asked you to do.
Yes. And I said was, what do you think about Al's clothes today?
Mm-hmm. What'd she say? What'd my girl say? What'd my little boo say?
What is he wearing? And I said, jorts, striped dress socks, and brown leather boots.
Uh-huh.
And she said...
What the little cute thing say?
No. She said, no, I do not approve. And usually I'm open to his eccentric fashion.
Eccentric?
Yeah.
Al, you don't have eccentric fashion.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. It's weird.
So don't go wearing that on a date tonight.
No.
Even your girlfriend doesn't like that.
She works all night tonight. So I'm good.
You're this close to ruining that with that, with that outfit.
The socks and the boots are the final straw.
Yeah.
Dr. X, girlfriend.
Kelly Raspberry.
Yes, JC.
Are you ready to change the life of many children?
Yes, I'm ready for that task.
Because you happen to be a teacher.
An aspiring teacher.
I am, at least today.
And this is what it sounds like when Kelly Raspberry teaches an elementary school class.
Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school today.
Good morning, class. TGIF. Thank God. It's Friday.
Good morning, Miss Raspberry.
It's Ms. Raspberry. I've told you every single day since school started. Is it really that hard? Ms. Raspberry.
Dang, K-Raz, you PMSing or something? Damn, it's Friday, girl. You got your panties all in a wad?
Oh,
we just got to get through the rest of the day. Then we can get crunk.
Crunk? I don't even know what getting crunk means.
Oh, you are the definition of crunk, K-Raz. I saw you up in the club last weekend. You was a straight-up freak. You had your cougar claws out. You was dancing all on the wall up on some young dude. You were hot, too, baby. More booty than a pirate ship. Pow, 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 pow.
Big Al, just stop. Yes,
how
I happened
Big
to be
Al
out.
In the club?
I happened 21. To be out last weekend for a friend's bachelorette party. But what happens at a bachelorette party stays at a bachelorette party, and you're too young to be in a club anyway. So hand over your fake ID right this instant.
Oh, you got it, boo. It ain't like I gained another one next week from the back room over at Paul's Pig Feed and Pages.
Well, I'll definitely be making a phone call to the authorities about that later today.
Whatever.
All right, back to educating your empty little brains. So today is show and tell. You were each supposed to bring in something beginning with the letter S. And Al, since you're so talkative this morning, why don't you come to the front of the class and you get us started?
All right, Bootylicious, anything you say. So for show and tell today, I brought in a pack of cigarettes. I stopped and bought them while I was driving up to school today. Cigarettes come in 20 in a pack, all right? And if you do the mathematics on the situation, this pack of cigarettes cost me 3 Washingtons, 20 dimes, and 106 pennies out of my piggy bank. So if I break that down even further, each cigarette costed me, let's see, 20 divided by 106, carry the 7.
All right, Big Al, that's enough. First of all, sit down. Mm. Second, cigarette is spelled with a C, not an S. Mm. Third, smoking is a disgusting, unhealthy habit, so give me that pack right now.
Damn, K-Raz, why you gotta play like that?
Just sit down, Al. We're gonna move on. Who wants to go next?
Oh, I do, Mrs. Raspberry. Oh.
It's Ms. M-S. Ms.
Okay, Ms. I think you're gonna like my show and tell way more than Big Al's. Here it is. It's a special edition Swarovski crystal watch. It's from the Lake of Shimmer collection. The dial is made of pure crystal. It's very expensive, but Daddy wanted me to have something special for my 7th birthday.
Yeah, 7 is quite a milestone birthday, Jenna.
Yo, Gina, let me check out that bling up close, girl. Maybe I can take it out in the hallway where there's more light, you know what I'm saying? Just for a closer look.
No, Al. I'm going to carefully put it back in its velvet-lined box so you don't scratch it or steal it. Daddy's trying to teach me responsibility. He said if I bring my watch home safe, he'll take 12 of my favorite American Girl dolls and have them dipped in gold. That way I'll have them forever and ever.
Well, Jenna, Swarovski does start with an S, a little over the top, yes, but you followed the rules, so that's an A-plus for you for show and tell.
Obviously.
All right, who's next?
I want to go, Mrs. Raspberry.
It's Ms. What do I have to do to get you kids to say that?
Okay, Mrs. Raspberry. I think you're really going to love what I brought. I have a basket full of stuff that starts with the letter S. Let's see. I brought a can of Spam, but I have to make sure to take it home because that's what we're having for dinner tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Then I brought my circular saw because saw starts with the letter S.
It does.
Here's sandpaper that I use after I saw wood because nobody wants to get a splinter. And splinter also starts with the letter S.
That's true, yes.
This is a spittoon. My daddy and I share that.
Mm-hmm. Spittoon. Well, that's weird.
Okay, and here are some Skittles I found under the couch cushion, the steel rod they took out of my daddy's leg, and last but not least, I found this in my mom's nightstand drawer. It's her pretend pet, snake, and it shakes
oh.
when you push this button right here.
No, 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 Shannon, no, no, don't press the button. Just give me it. Just give me that, please.
Yo, Raz.
That's cool.
Didn't I see you at one of those at the bachelorette party last weekend?
No, you did not. And Shannon, if you promise you'll never go through your mother's nightstand drawer again, I will give you an A, because you did bring entirely too many things that start with the letter S.
Okay, Mrs. Raspberry, but make sure you give that back to me. I don't want my mommy to get mad.
All right. I'm not sure if I can handle another show and tell today, but JC, I'm afraid you're up next.
Hola, class.
Hola,
hola. Hola, JC.
Today I bring my Walkman, and I'm going to play you an S song.
An what?
An S song.
An S song.
A song starts with S.
Yes.
Mm. And my favorite song happens to start with the letter S. It's called El Sonidito. So I'm going to put it on my earphones, and then I'm going to sing you the song and dance. Because I am the best singer and dancing man ever. Here I go.
Oh, God.
Un, dos, tres, cuatro.
Whoa.
Eso. Ay, qué bárbaro. Qué bárbaro. Ay.
Es para
echar a contar las muchachas.
All right. Calm down.
JC, all right. JC.
Señor.
Un, dos, tres, cuatro.
JC, really? Seriously.
Oh.
Sigue bailando, chava. Esto.
Are you finished yet?
Just woo, woo, woo.
JC!
Chill out, oh, homo Stop. Boy.
Stop. Stop singing and sit down. No habla español.
Okay, Mrs. Raspberry.
Ms.
I just try to make you happy. And I just want to do good in la escuela for mi mamá so she can buy some new shoes lately.
JC, I understand, but I am just exhausted.
That's choose with A's
for everyone except for Big Al.
What? Better watch yourself.
Now, all of you put your heads on your desks until recess. I'm going to sit here and play Plants vs. Zombies on my daughter's iPad.
I got to go to the bathroom. I dance too much.
You peed in your pants already. I see the dot right there.
JC has to go number two.
Stop.
With a C.
Stop.
Heads down.
Two. Right there in your crotch. Doesn't start with an S.
Shark.
Yeah.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Join us.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
We like to kick the week off with open lines, and we like to end the week with open lines because we want to know about you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we threw out our topics. Mine was, why did you spend the night on the couch last night?
Mm-hmm. Mine was, if you're going on a first date this week, tonight, call me up. Let me give you some advice.
You don't want to do cheers today?
Next week.
Maybe he's going to give them advice with a cheer.
Yeah, maybe he will.
Mine is, are you heading into work right this minute and you know good and well you're getting the pink slip? They're firing you today.
What'd you do?
And mine was, what do you think we, as the cast of Kid Craddock in the Morning, should dress up as for Halloween?
Could bring your own topic to the
table.
Yes. It's up to you.
BYOT.
Yeah. We'll start off with Nikki. What's going on?
Y'all, I know somebody who slept on the couch last night.
Who was that?
That was my husband.
Uh-oh.
What did he do?
What did he do?
He didn't do anything, bless his heart. He says, I just snore too loudly.
Oh, no.
Oh, you got the loud snore.
How embarrassing.
Took one for the team.
How many nights a week does he spend the night on the couch because of his snoring?
Well, this is actually the first time he's moved to the couch, but he gets up and he says, Freddie, you really snored so bad last night.
Aww.
Poor guy.
Are you going to try to get some help for that? I mean, have you tried to stop snoring, or were you not aware of it until now?
He's made me aware of it, and even last night, one of my boys came in to sleep with us, and this morning, he was snuggled up on my lap, and he said, Mom, you were really snoring last night.
Well, you got a good man there, Nikki.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. I just had to laugh. I mean, what are you going to do? So now, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
All right, Nikki.
I'd see a doctor about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for calling, Nikki.
Hey there, Garth. Garth Brooks.
Hey, Garth, are you there?
No, Garth.
I am, sorry.
Oh, there you are.
There we are.
I had an idea for y'all's Halloween costume.
What?
I thought y'all could be a unique character of a Smurf. So, like, Big Al could be bartending Smurf, Jenna, you could be side boob Smurf.
Yeah.
let me stop you there. Let me stop you there, Garth. What does side boob Smurf entail?
Side boob? Blue side boob?
You show your side boob.
Totally up to you.
Yeah,
It's potentially your unique costume. You don't necessarily have to use it.
Blue side boob.
It's just an idea throwing out there.
I bet you have a good one for JC.
Yeah.
JC, I was thinking La Smurfacabra.
And what about Kelly?
Kelly, it was hard to think about this, but I was thinking like Dollar Tree Smurf.
Okay.
Yeah, Dollar Smurf.
Or like couponing Smurf, something like savings.
Those are really great ideas. Why Smurf? I haven't heard of Smurfs in a while.
They just had the Smurf movie out.
Yeah, remember Brittany?
I honestly have no idea. I'm driving to school right now, and I heard the topic, and I was like, Smurf. Why not?
Why not?
Well, thanks, Garth.
You know what?
That's
Isn't
creative.
That really the it's, basis it's, of it's, most it's, Halloween costumes? Why not?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Thank you, Garth.
Take care,
good
buddy.
Idea.
Good idea. Thanks.
Thank you.
Can it be cheap-ass Smurf?
Hey, Tabitha.
Discount paint. I'll break out in a rash.
What's going on?
I have the perfect Halloween thing for you guys.
Oh, really?
I think you should be Wizard of Oz.
Hmm.
And Who Al would... could be the Cowardly Lion.
Yeah, well placed.
What?
Stacy could be the Tin Man.
All right.
Yep.
Jenna could be the Good Witch.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Raspberry would be Dorothy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're! I thought you were going to be Wicked.
Psycho Shannon could be the Great and Powerful Oz.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. Well,
that's a good idea.
No love for Scarecrow or Toto. Yeah. I was afraid she was going to make me the dog.
Bye, Tabitha.
Thanks, Tab.
Hey there, Betty.
Hey.
What's going on?
Hey, I have one for who slept on the couch last night.
Who was that? Probably your husband.
Me.
Oh, there you go.
Power move.
I've never heard of this.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. I was home in bed watching the Home Shopping Network app on my Uverse, and my husband came home from fishing, and he walked in the room, and I guess he's ready to go to bed, so he starts telling me, you need to go to bed. I said, I'm not ready to go to bed. You need to go to bed. So I said, okay. So I went onto the sofa, and I went to bed on the sofa.
Well, you showed him.
You threw a lady tantrum.
We
I
have
didn't
been
want
known.
Nobody to tell me what time to go to bed.
Atta girl. All right, Betty, thank you.
Okay. You're not the boss of me.
Right. No way.
I'm watching QVC, buddy.
That romantic.
Hey there, Laura.
Hey, I have Halloween costumes for you.
What you
okay,
got?
Let's Great. Go.
I think you should all be Kid Craddock at different points in his life. I think one of you should have horribly dyed black hair.
Black Thunder.
Black Thunder.
Like the broken foot with crutches and a wetsuit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's see, what else? One of you could be Kid Craddock as Nickelback.
Yes.
So plenty of ideas, but I think you all should honor and tribute him. And
Kelly, you can be Terry Raspberry.
Terry Raspberry.
Yeah.
You know, we thought about this. That I just don't know if it's...
I never
I mean,
thought
it's
of that.
Oh, yeah, well, I thought I
Laura,
was telling you...
No.
That's a great idea.
Soon.
It's actually pretty funny.
You guys are doing a great job without him, and I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you very
thank
much.
You.
He's still with us. We use him in flashbacks.
Thank you.
We appreciate the listeners that have stayed with us as well.
Yes. You guys are amazing.
Thank you.
That's actually pretty funny.
We're not even going to slap you across the face for saying amazing.
No way.
Because that was such an amazing call.
Yeah. I was thinking Kelly has to be Terry Raspberry.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Hey there, Alicia.
Hi.
What's going on?
Hi, Big Al. I have a second date tonight.
Okay. Not following instructions, but that's okay.
We are going to Oktoberfest, and it's raining.
Okay, so you need some advice for Oktoberfest in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
Take an umbrella. Next call.
Oh, Al.
That's your
you know
advice?
What? You know what the funnest thing to do, honestly, is
what?
To get you some rubber boots. And you know what? If you can kind of, in a roundabout way, figure out his shoe size, there is nothing more fun than stomping around in the mud. It's true. It brings out a childlike side to you.
Making out in the rain is so awesome.
It's so The Notebook.
Reenact The Notebook scene.
But you know what? Honestly, if you just show up and say, let's not ruin Oktoberfest, it's going to be, because it's probably going to be in a grassy, marshy area.
It is.
When I went on a walk with Emma Kelly and she had her galosh on, and normally you tell your kids, don't splash in the puddle. We had so much fun just being silly and stomping around. That would be a great thing to show up with.
And you like the guy, Alicia?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's great advice, Kelly.
Yeah, make it silly. Have fun with it.
And I think showing that you're not, you know, showing that you're cool with it, going on a date in the rain.
And you're not worried about what your hair is going to look like, your makeup's smeared. It's going to show a fun side of your personality. Just, and I think guys would love that.
Wear a baseball cap.
Don't wear a white T-shirt.
Yeah. Mm.
Or wear a white T-shirt.
Yeah.
I actually already have my outfit planned. I had it planned since Monday. And I'm wearing a dress.
A dress in galoshes is so cute.
Very cute.
Right?
I am completely on board with this.
Well, good luck with your date, Alicia.
Let us know how it goes.
Thank you.
There you go.
Okay, thanks.
If you don't get back to me on the phone, email
wellies,
me.
Wellies, not Crocs. Wellies, not. Very different.
Oh, guys, don't know the difference.
Guys, if you're going on a date tonight, print out the notebook script and go out there and reenact it with your lady.
If it's raining.
That's mine.
If it's raining.
If
it's raining in your area.
That's what you got to do.
There you go.
Oh, that's such a good idea. I'm gonna try.
Yeah, I'm sure every guy's going to the internet right now.
Why not?
And download that.
Why not? Hey, Carissa. Or Carissa.
Hey.
What's going on?
So, I'm definitely getting fired today.
You are? Why?
My boss always tells me that I mumble and I need to speak up because he's deaf. He's kind of old. And he reads something on my computer. So I was like, oh, my gosh, you're blind, too. We're going to have to put you down now.
Wow.
Well.
Happy about it.
Oh, I bet he was not, Carissa.
We're going to have to put you down.
Good luck finding the new job there.
You might have a future in radio.
Yeah.
Pretty quick. Or an animal shelter euthanizing creatures.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, that's great. Okay.
That's pretty funny, though.
Good luck today.
It's a great story.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast. A condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.